between his shoulders and had pierced the heart. The doctor reckoned that death would have been instantaneous.
Right. I think that before we go any further, I'd better have a word with Sir Hubert.
He's in his room, sir. The doctor told him to rest for a while on account of the shock of it all. But his niece, Miss Angela, is expecting you and should be down shortly.
And where are the rest of the party?
They've been warned not to leave the house, or at least to go no further than the grounds and the gardens. Just at this moment, one of the ladies is in bed and the rest of the bunch is in the library, a solving of the mystery.
Ever had dealings with a case of this sort before, Sergeant?
Never, sir. Petty larceny is the best they can do in these parts, with a smack of furious driving. This will be a bit of an ad for the village, if looked at in the right light. We've got a special reporter on the spot, too.
What do you mean?
A Mr. Nigel Bathgate, of the Clarion. He's one of the guests staying here.
Singularly fortunate.
Here he is now, sir, with Miss Angela.
Hello, Inspector. We were told you were on your way. This is Mr. Bathgate, who has been very kind and helpful in telegraphing and telephoning and all that. He is Mr. Rankin's cousin.
How do you do?
How do you do? I'm very sorry. This must all have been most distressing for you. Is there somewhere we can talk, Miss North?
There is no one in the drawing room. Shall we go in there?
I think it might be best if we began with a rundown of the guests. Perhaps we should start with the dead man, Charles Rankin. He was your cousin, Mr. Bathgate?
Yes, he was, though I really didn't know him all that well. He was a writer. You may have come across some of his books.
He was a bachelor?
Yes. I think he was rather reluctant to commit himself to matrimony. Women seem to have found him rather irresistible.
I didn't.
And did he have any close relatives?
Well, no, not really, except for me, of course. I'm his heir, I believe, and he left me the bulk of his property, though I think that Arthur Wilde may come in for a bob or two.
And was this your first visit to Frantic?
Yes, it was. I'd heard a lot about Sir Hubert's house parties, of course. Charles decided it was time I was initiated. We travelled down on the train together. The other guests, Arthur and Marjorie Wilde and Rosamund Grant, were in the next carriage, although we didn't realise that until we got to the station here.
Hello, Rankin. Thought you must be on the train somewhere.
I looked out for you at Paddington, Arthur. Have you met my cousin Nigel Bathgate? Oh, this is Rosamund Grant.
Hello, Miss
And
Bathgate.
Arthur and Rosemary Wilde.
How do you do? You're going to have to walk, Charles. There'll never be room for us all in the Bentley.
You can sit on my knee, Marjorie.
Here comes Angela in the fire eater. Now, there will be tons of room for everybody.
What a disappointment. Our passion is thwarted, Marjorie.
Nothing on earth would induce me to drive in that scene with Angela. Famous archaeologists should not flirt with death.
So I drew the short straw, so to speak.
How very ungallant. But you were very brave. And I'm quite a careful driver, really.
Mr. Rankin, Mr. and Mrs. Wilde, Rosamund Grant. Were those the only other guests?
Oh, no, there was...
Excuse me, we have not met. Allow me to make an introduction of myself. Dr. Fuma Tokarev.
Nigel Bathgate.
I see you are admiring Sir Hubert's collection of Oriental weapons. He is a great authority.
Yes, some of them look pretty ferocious.
I am told we are to play a game of murderings. That should be jolly good fun, should it not?
Yes.
Uncle Hubert has a passion for party games. I used to think them frantically amusing, until last night.
And the dagger with which Rankin was murdered, was that an item from your uncle's collection?
Swords and daggers of every conceivable size and shape. Long and thin, short and stubby, with nasty, jagged edges. The murderer certainly has plenty of weapons to hand.
Put that beastly thing away, Rosamund. Gives me the horrors. All knives do.
In that case, I'm going to terrify you, Marjorie. I'm actually carrying a dagger in my overcoat pocket.
Perfectly disgusting. But you've always had an overdeveloped sense of melodrama.
Why on earth have you brought it with you?
It was sent to me yesterday by a countryman of yours, Dr. Tokarev.
How very strange.
That's exactly what I thought. I met him in Switzerland last year, did him rather a service. Lugged him out of a particularly nasty crevasse. He'd lost two fingers through frostbite. Now, I brought it down here to show Hubert. It's in my overcoat in the porch.
I'll get it.
I hope you don't expect me to look at it. It's like one of those nasty things you write about in your books. That's why I never read them anymore.
Poor Marjorie has an aversion for knives or pointed weapons of any sort. It probably conceals a rather interesting repression.
Do you mean that she's a secret bloodthirster?
Here we are. I presume this is it.
That's the one.
Oh, your service to your friend must have been of considerable value.
Get a judesna.